makinig sa SBS Filipino.
A very beautiful and intelligent trans woman, a celebrity in the Philippines, and an international beauty pageant title holder. These are just few of the wonderful descriptions we could think of about Trixie Maristella. Hi Trixie, nice to have you here with us.
Hello po, mabuhay.
Mabuhay. So,
and I'm glad to be with you guys.
Thank you so much. So, Trixie, let's start. 2017, it seems to be a year of change for you.
Yes.
Like you left the Philippines and then you are currently studying, right? You're taking your master's degree.
I'm taking my master's degree in Brisbane, that's right.
Okay, so I know a lot of your fans would want to know, how are you now?
I'm feeling great. I'm trying to adapt to, you know, the many things that are new to me, especially that I just moved to Australia, and I'm trying to live a more quiet life under the radar. And yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, but do you still miss your acting career and celebrity life in the Philippines?
I have signed a contract with Viva like 2 years ago, and before I left the Philippines, I was doing some projects. Like I did a TV drama about
Karelasyon?
My life.
Is that it? Yeah.
That's one, but there's another one about my life story.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in the Philippines when I was still with my ex-boyfriend for 7 years,
and
that's after he wrote a book in the Philippines entitled "He's Dating the Transgender." It was published by Anvil in the Philippines, Manila.
But yeah, probably, do you think you have moved on? Like coming here, is it like a way of moving on for you?
Yeah, I have moved on, and I'm actually in a relationship here in Brisbane, Australia. So with a very good and loving guy, and he's the one guiding me actually here.
That's good to know. So how do you find your studies?
I'm shocked. I'm quite shocked because I'm studying master's and it's here in Australia. The the education system here is quite different, but it's okay. I'm up for the challenge.
I've heard that you finished European languages in
European.
Yeah, and you can speak 4 languages, right?
I can speak Spanish, English, well, of course, Filipino, our national language, and a little bit of French.
Wow, so it's easier for you because this is a multicultural society, right?
Exactly. Yes,
that's good for you.
And I'm very proud every time I would tell them I'm Filipino, and I know many languages, and especially in school, you know, I feel like I'm bringing the flag of the Philippines every time I'm, you know, we go to school. Because
yeah, you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
And very smart. So sure na sure ako na talagang you're making us proud when you go to your school.
I hope.
So, you had your final walk as well, diba, Trixie, last March for Miss International Queen 2015.
Yes, for Miss International. Right.
So how was it for you, letting go of the crown?
Well, it's bittersweet. I was very emotional before I passed the crown. I was like, it's been a year and my entire life has been like preparation for that. Like, before I joined that, I had a 7-year relationship. I finished my school. And everything that happened prepared me to win that. And I felt like it was for me. But then when I relinquished the crown, I felt that it's not forever. It's not going to be mine forever. But then I told myself, you know, I can continue what I've been doing. Like, I've been doing LGBT advocacy thing in the Philippines, even when I was still not Miss International Queen. So the crown is really not, I can still continue serving the LGBT community as well as the Filipino community, even without the crown. So, and life goes on. So
yeah, life goes on. That's
on
very
moving,
beautiful. Yeah. But how are you planning to help those who are now going through what you went through as well and wanted to reach that level of identity pride someday? How are you planning to help them?
Right now, I'm trying to reach out to the LGBT community here in Australia because I noticed that there are many, many groups here in Australia. And, you know, there are LGBT rights are already established here. Like, you you know, many LGBTs are allowed to change their gender identity here, mm-hmm. and they're allowed to at least be in a civil partnership and stuff like that. I want to learn. Mm-hmm. I think that's one way, and I want to learn about it, and you know, I'll be immersed in the culture, and maybe when I, every time that I would get the chance to go back to the Philippines, it's something that I can share to mm-hmm. the fellow Filipinos there.
But you know what? Here it's very open. Like they're very open and embracing diversity.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be immersed in that kind of culture.
Okay, so yung final walk mo na yon, Trixie, I remembered you saying there na our struggle continues.
Yes, correct.
So why mm-hmm. did you say so?
Because you would still hear a lot of stories about oppression. Like, for instance, here in Australia, even if you're LGBTs are allowed to enter a civil partnership, but they're still not allowed to get married.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, same-sex marriage.
Know, yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. same-sex marriage, basically. Mm-hmm. And, of course, especially in the Philippines and in many Muslim countries around the world, mm-hmm. it's still a struggle for them just to come out. Imagine just to come out as gay or as lesbian mm-hmm. or as transgender. They can be, violated, or they can be ostracized or even be punished even mm-hmm. within their family and their community. I said that our struggle continues because there's still a lot of things that we should, you know, fight for. Mm-hmm. And that's basically for us to be recognized, for us to be loved and to be respected. And, you know, that's why we still have to work. We still have to be vigilant about violence against mm-hmm. LGBT rights.
Trixie, what would you like to share to me and to our listeners about being a trans woman?
Well, the thing that I would like to share is very simple. There is nothing special about being a trans woman. In fact, we don't want to be treated special. We want to be treated the same way that you treat a straight mm-hmm. cis woman or a cis man.
Yeah.
And that's how you deal with us. We are nothing special. We just happened to be born in a different circumstances. We had to go through transitioning for us to be the person that we want to be. Mm-hmm. But we are able to love, and we don't want any special treatment, but the same kind of love and respect that we give to everyone else. And this is basically.
Okay, speaking about transitions, Trixie, you probably went through a lot of transitions.
Yeah.
But what sort of transitions you had in life that you love most, and which one did you hate most?
The one that I love most. It's quite difficult. The one that I love most mm-hmm. is, I think, when I decided to love, mm-hmm. it's quite difficult because back then, I never thought that I wanted to be, to act like, or not act, or to live as a woman. Back mm-hmm. then, I only thought I was gay. Mm-hmm. And I was effeminate. And then I realized later on that, you know, I wanted to grow my hair long, that yeah. I wanted to dress up like my mom, like mm-hmm. my sisters, as a woman, basically. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I transitioned. I had to take hormones and yeah. do some surgeries for me to feel good. Mm-hmm. And then when I fell in love, that's when I thought, oh, I'm a woman and I like men. And mm-hmm. So that's why I did my everything that I can so that mm-hmm. I can, you know, fulfill my goal to be like
a woman. Yeah.
A woman. And yeah. then I had to go through sex change mm-hmm. to make me feel complete, basically.
All right.
But
which one did you hate most? Do you have any?
No, I don't think I loved everything.
Okay. So you have positive perspective about this transition,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. I think being a trans woman made me a strong person because I had to go through a lot, and it cost a lot as well, the transition.
Yeah.
But because of that, I became resilient and I became strong, the strong and independent person that I am right now.
Yeah, definitely, Trixie. So, may tanong ako sa'yo, Trixie. Mm-hmm. These are the questions that were a big part of your life before. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first question, okay? How do you compare beauty inside and beauty outside? Do you remember this question? Yeah, this was asked to you, so Miss uh-huh. International Queen 2015, right? pageant. Okay. So how do you compare beauty inside and beauty outside?
Beauty outside is temporary, while beauty inside is permanent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even after nung sinagot ko yung question na yan, then I still realized that that's the time that I only realized how true the answer was. That mm-hmm. when you're beautiful inside, you can become beautiful outside. Because when you're only beautiful outside, mm-hmm. that's masama yung kalooban mo. Nakaka-turn off pala siya, no?
Mm-hmm.
But then when your beauty comes from the inside and it starts from your heart, it's lasting and you'll have more friends.
All right, sure. So next question, Trixie. What would be your question to yourself? And what would be your answer to it? I made you smile today. So what would be your answer to that?
I remember that.
Super serena, di ba?
So if that's the question now, mm-hmm. what do I want? The question would be, what do I want to be? Mm-hmm. After winning Miss International Queen, I think the answer would be, I want to be the same Trixie Maristella that people, you know, came to love, which is a trans woman who is continuing to fight for our recognition and respect for the rainbow, the LGBT community. Mm-hmm. I want to do more, basically. I won't stop from being just Miss International Queen. I want to be more. And I think one way of doing that is by being more, is by studying more, more mm-hmm. than what I can. And that's why I'm studying master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how I develop myself. And that's maybe how I can share more to the community.
So you really value education,
yeah,
Trixie.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. This is the last question, Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this is a new life for you,
mm-hmm.
how do you want to introduce yourself to the Filipino-Australian community and to the rest mm-hmm. of the world?
Wow. that's...
Take your time.
I feel like I'm joining this universe this time. basically, I would introduce myself. I would want to humbly introduce myself as a transgender warrior who have fought for transgender rights in the Philippines, and I have studied the LGBT discourse masterfully in the University of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to reach out to the Filipino community in Australia, or probably the Filipino community all over the world, to open their minds mm-hmm. and their heart to the struggles of the LGBT community. Because in the Philippines, our community still face a lot of challenges. We don't mm-hmm. have any bill that safeguards our rights in the Philippines against violence and discrimination. Mm-hmm. We are not even allowed to enter a civil partnership yet. And there's a lot of things that we should work on, you know, to safeguard the liberty and to safeguard the rights of your brothers. I'm sure, you know, Filipino communities around the world, they have sisters, they have brothers, they mm-hmm. have parents who are part of the LGBT community. I want them to open their minds and help us out, and let's have this conversation. Maybe, you know, healthy conversations like this can help you be enlightened in a way about our struggles, about our joys as well. Not just mm-hmm. the struggles, but, you know, our stories, basically, because storytelling is powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's have this conversation.
All right. Thank you very much, Trixie, for that very inspiring message.
Thank you so much for hearing me and for inviting me.
sbs.com.au/Filipino